Hebden Bridge. Wool skies turn over heavy cloud. The pages of a good book stuck somewhere between wickedness and flood. A gurgle of rain meadows, pitchers unfit for sport. Long hedgerows littered with chapsticks, cider bottles, and damp tubes of old fireworks. Their excitements decidedly past tense. This is the place you still call home. An answer arrived at just by asking the wrong question too many times. The landscape, an impossible pattern of fields, dry stone and cart tracks, brickwork lines tangled around dark farms, terraces milled in childish strokes of grit, raw-edged and smoky. The canal churns through creaking locks, bleak with weed and fat perch and reeds, where shadows of imported carp nudge blunt snouts through the thickened silt. Men sit switching stories on damp canvas, stools sunk low in the towpath, one hand on a sandwich, another dipped in the red husks of maggots, the fresh bait struggling free, fluffed like rice, writhing too. Shop fronts boarded or bought up, shaken dry and franchised into nowhere. Chrome and steel, exposed light bulbs, railway salvage, their high chairs polished by the acutest music. You can still buy crystals, eye talismans, and stone webs for catching dreams. False promise as an orthodox practice, strung out on silk. Commerce the one sure way to heal the wounds time has forced you into keeping. 15 pubs, 3 per thousand. More yesterday. Rooms where you can watch the same face age through its endless afternoons. Doorways hung with pretty chimes, wicker and knotted twigs. Scents of incense, marks of incest. Park benches warped in a fog of weed and needles. Out beyond the council blocks lie the sewage plant and dump. Broken dye works and coal silos. Industrial leftovers clumped with white goods and rust, jaws and iron arms crushing waste, weary of reconstitution. Hold on, there are still the old mills, oak woods and carpets of bluebells, mill ponds still with sediment, and the great moors swept hard like a birthplace for the wind. The whole place picture perfect, yes, a land where poetry comes easy, skimming the dark crags and fattened beaches growing high above the river murk. Voices cheering, drowning out the yeasty spume and froth, brimming deep, lower even than the world.